Brandela.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Brandy, I'm going to start the sequence with the Anna Bekoa.
Okay.
You're the only one on. So we're going to see when we get through if there's more than one.
Okay, great.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati Zerura, Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Kufresh Ayam Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh, Sadi Tav Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'el Adata. Het Kuf Bet, Tet Donayim. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimelamet, Pesayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Sadi Yud Tav. The letters of the month of Tibet. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. The Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the Sephirah of Chochmah, as well as the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate them. Right column energy from the left column energy in this creation. We will do so utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze chesed la'alavim, nosea on wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that lets us connect to this energy. The first one that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidchilu urchimud chilu urchilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yud he bevav he v'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konaneihu. Vayishkav amnon vayichal vayavo amelech liroto vayomer amnon Shetei levivot be'evre miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. In this verse, the energy of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, is concealed because the name of the year, the letters within that name, are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha. Va'avoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale tash pishai, la donayo he wahe, liata nasata avon, chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy. Its energy is the year of the goat. The first verse that we study for this year of the goat is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to create Satskiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, yo he wahe, Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is that about the pause that refreshes. The first verse that we study connecting to this energy is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak haKohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum acheichem halvim ad kilot hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu haKohanim ki halvim yishre levav Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La Lahe, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Pre Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitru ba'adonai yohe wahe ade ad ki bia yohe adonai yohe wahe tur olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisheni meni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse that we study for this energy of swallowing death forever is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitchabe sham wishavtem, elayel nachum, vihalakti yitchem vichayayim yeshno. Barets v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. The third verse, or not the third verse, the year 5774, which is the year that has energy of peace in the Middle East, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakam. Tafta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters of the name with their root vowels out loud. We start at the top of the chart, on the right column, and go right to left, top to bottom. Waye wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Ezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe he reyo he tome la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo yo me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Rayo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he tawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo ashila me yo he. Wahe wa ida nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. In the names of 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we follow the same pattern by saying the names of the letters with their root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me, me be shi la yo he. Anu a kameta, he he yo anu da, la he wa he mea, yo tsa la me re he, he yo yo he me me, La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo la la he he, ta a to me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ho, me ka ha wa wa la, yo yo he sa a la, a re yo a la, me ta he, wa he wa, ta la yo he yo shi, a la me nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he te a yo nu kao me. Yo re la he de he me za re wa he be. Yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be. Me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he. Yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim. Who left this day, the sixth day of Tevet. Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo of Kosum, Rabbi Alter Yisrael Shimon Perlo of Novominsk, Rabbi Chaim Medanik, Rabbi Tzundela Morgenstern, and the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class on the parasha of Vayechi. We find that handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that link to a landing page, it has all of the parashas of the year. Scroll down to the last parasha in the book of Bereshit. It's Parashah Vayechi. When you open up that landing page, scroll to section 5. We start with Pasuk 45.
Vayagid Yaakov vayomer, hine bincha Yosef ba'elecha. Rabbi Yosef Amar Malakahu Tahawa Atid Lememar Taval Bene Israel Kad Yativun Lekud Shabarichu Lekol Akathon Kad Yate Kitsa Dim Shicha Bekol Akta Tete te alechon, yemrun limki lata, perichati levavta, vayit parkun tava.
The translation, and one told Jacob and said, behold, your son Joseph comes to you. Rabbi Yossi said it was an angel who told Jacob that he was about to pronounce good words about the children of Israel at the time they would return to the Holy One, blessed be he, with all their troubles, when the Mashiach's end was to come. And he would say to the attribute, Jacob, the secret of Tiferet. Your children are come to you, and the good ones, the children of Israel, will be redeemed. My commentary. In this Zohar, why is this angel not given a name? What is to happen to the children of Noah when the children of Israel are redeemed? These questions occurred to me when I read this Pasuk. Pasuk 48:6. Zaka ahokehon di Israel ditkariu. Beno dekucha berichu deinun kemalaka yayo bayariu. Kol b'nei Elokim, hey, wayo, hey, my. The translation. Happy is the portion of Israel who are named the children of the Holy One, blessed be he, that are like angels, of whom it says, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy. Israel are also called the sons of Hashem, as it says, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim. My commentary. This pasuk is referring to three levels of consciousness associated with the children of Israel. The priests referred to as the Kohanim. These are the children of the Holy One, Baruch Hashem. The Leviim, who are the sons of Elohim and who sing in the temple. And all the other children of Israel are called the sons of Hashem. This is my opinion. Pasuk 47. Tachatzeim shekara kucha berichu Yaakov el at tehe. Betata leana yahe yaelaha baila maika maire vaya al Elohim me al Abraham avahatan inun retikan deku chaberihu tanatiten. Emet Leakov, Chesed Leavraham, Hatiren, Sefiran, Bitrain Ritikan, Ravrivan, Elain. The translation. Come and see. Where do we know that the Holy One, blessed be he, called Jacob El? He said to him, you shall be among the lower beings, and I shall be Elohim among the upper beings. Where do we know this? And he answers, it is written, and Elohim went up from Abraham. Thus the fathers are a chariot to the Holy One, blessed be he. We learn that you will show truth to Jacob, grace, which is chesed to Abraham, has in it two sephirot, chesed and truth, which is tiferet, in two bigger and higher chariots, Abraham and Jacob. My commentary. Is Abraham a chariot to Bina or Dat? Or is the pasuk telling us tiferet is a combination of chesed and truth? To me, this pasuk is confusing. Pasuk 48. Talita Yitzhak Mavayishava Yaakov Pepachad Aviv Yitzhak Uvgin Pachad Yitzhak Dahawa Sefira Devekucha Berichu Behu Karse Yikara Ritika Ila Auspira Yitzhak Yomela Parsha. Yatir mi kol sefiran de avahata. Ahidikti vaishava Yaakov bepachat aviv Yitzhak. The translation. The third one is Isaac, who became a chariot to the Sephirah Givorah. Where do we know this from? From the words, "And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. For the fear of Isaac is a Sephirah, the Holy One, blessed be he, namely Givorah, called fear, and became the throne of glory, its supernal chariot. Isaac's Sephirah, Givorah, is more important and explicit than the other Sephirot of the fathers, Chesed and Tiferet. For that reason it is written, "And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac," namely by the Sephirah of Givorah called fear, which is the most valuable. My commentary. Why is Isaac more valuable than either Jacob or Abraham? If the rest of the section does not answer this question, one can contemplate the question, and if no answer is found, send an email or for a possible answer. Pasuk 49. Rabbi Abba Petach v'amar Elohe Avraham v'Elohe Nachor Yishpetu Beinenu Elohe Avihem Vayishava Yaakov Pepachad Aviv Yitzhak Mehakira At Yakel Minda Da. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion saying, "The Elohim of Abraham and the Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judged between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac." From this verse, one may derive that Isaac's Sephirah is more valuable than the others, for he did not swear by Elohim of Abraham, but by the fear of Isaac. My commentary. This is a surface explanation. To understand this pasuk, one must evaluate the name Nahor. Nahor can be translated as Zeronpin, head of, hidden wisdom. This is the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? Brandy, you are the only one who's on the call, so
okay.
I'm not going to, we have time, but I'm not going to go further to another section. Tomorrow's classes, one at 10:30 West Coast time, we'll be continuing our teachings of the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock class, we'll be continuing our teachings on reincarnation, advanced reincarnation. So you sound like you've got your little nasals. So I hope you have a refuah shlema. And
thank you.
Have a beautiful week. Shavua tov.
Shavua tov. Thank you.